Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are just getting started in Genesis chapter 3. Yesterday was our first time together at the start of this pivotal chapter in the Bible, and we are beginning with an introduction in which I ask and answer four questions. We have a why question. Why will we walk through this chapter? And we have a how question. How do I plan to teach this chapter? Then a what question. What can you do as we move through Genesis 3 together? And finally, a where question. Where are we going? These are the why, how, what, and where questions that are before us. Last time we took up the first two questions and answered them. Let me summarize. As to why, well, Genesis 3 is arguably the most important chapter in the whole Bible. It's a pivotal chapter because for the very first time, we are introduced to evil. Evil was nowhere present in the garden in Eden in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. Then suddenly, shockingly, evil appears in Genesis 3 verse 1. Before Genesis 3, no evil, and therefore no sin. In Genesis chapter 3, evil, and therefore sin. This is monumental. The entrance of evil into the garden in Eden. Reading and understanding what God means by what God says here in Genesis 3 is essential for anyone who truly wants to know God, to worship God, and to obey Him. Anyone who claims to be a Christian, a true disciple of the Lord Jesus, must think deeply upon the spiritual truth revealed in this third chapter of Genesis. There is much more here than meets the eye with casual reading. We've got to get down beneath the surface. We want to wake up. We want to pay attention. We want to learn. As to how I plan, by the grace and power of God, to teach this, we talked about this. I'll not repeat what I said yesterday, except to add a bit more to how much our study will require diligence. Since in this chapter we have before us major theological themes that are covered in the rest of the Bible, I'll draw those out, the doctrines, the teachings if you prefer, and then expound upon the doctrine by drawing on other texts of Scripture. This takes time, so be patient. But primarily this takes diligence from you and me both. This reminds me of a very important verse that the Apostle Paul wrote to his son in the faith, Timothy. For a few moments, follow me over to the New Testament epistle or letter of 2 Timothy. We've got 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and then 1 Timothy, and then 2 Timothy. And once you find 2 Timothy, drop down to chapter 2 and hold a finger at verse 15. 2 Timothy 2:15 reads as follows, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." This is definitely a word for me. Anyone preaching and teaching the Bible better be what? Diligent. I am to be a workman. Preparing God is hard work. I am to be a workman who is not ashamed. I am to be a workman who is not ashamed because I accurately handle this word of truth. That is, when I am before the judgment seat of Christ, which I will be. If I have been a diligent workman who correctly taught the Bible, then I will not be ashamed. But if I am not diligent, that is lazy, well then I will be ashamed. No pressure. You see, this is why the Bible warns against being a preacher and teacher. We will be held to a greater accountability by God. That word diligent in the Greek is a strong, passionate word meaning zealous persistence to accomplish a goal, to hasten, to make a maximum effort in accurately handling the word of truth that is the Bible. This is my responsibility, and when God tests all my teaching, this is what he will be looking for. It does not matter what you think of this ministry. It matters what God thinks. His divine and perfect assessment is what I care about. I pray I will be diligent in teaching Genesis 3. The Bible says, God says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. But I am also inviting, I am calling forth diligence from you. I believe 2 Timothy 2:15 has application for all believers in Jesus. We are all to apply ourselves in diligence to the Bible. We are all to have this zealous persistence to hasten, to make a maximum effort in accurately handling the truth of the Word of God. This is our collective responsibility. So I hope that you there on the other end of this radio and computer or phone or tablet will be diligent in applying yourself to God's holy word here in Genesis chapter 3. And this brings me to our next question, the what question. What can you do in addition to this diligence? What can you do as we move through Genesis chapter 3 together? If I may, can I ask you two favors as we begin? First, I invite you to pray for me. I pray that I will grow as a teacher of the Bible. Pray that I will be a better teacher. I desperately want to understand the Bible and to be able to teach it in such a way so that we, both you and me, will know who God truly is. I want to know God. And I have this unrelenting desire for you to know him too. Each day when I sit down to do the hard work of this ministry, I have this realization, there is more of God to know. And by know, I do not mean just to have the facts about God. I seek more than just pure intellectual stimulation. I mean to know him so as to obey him. I mean knowledge that translates to action. So will you pray for me so that I can present to you Scripture in such a way so that we will know and obey God? Ask the Lord to strengthen me, to sustain me, and to protect me from the evil one who seeks my ineffectiveness, and really, he seeks my total destruction. Please pray like this for anyone who teaches you the Bible. Do you pray for your pastor? Do you pray for your teachers? Please do. Second, I invite you to pray for yourself and others who tune into God Is. Pray that you will grow as a student of the Bible. Pray that you will be a better student. Ask the Lord to give you an insatiable appetite for him through his word. Ask him to use our time together each weekday to speak to you, to show you something you have not seen before, and to use this chapter of the Bible to challenge you, to convict you, and to mature you into the man or the woman he wants you to become. Seek God through his word. You and I are in this together. As I pray for you, will you pray for me? And if you will, write to me a quick note and say so, would you? mark@godisministry.org by email. And God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890 by regular mail. Or reach me through the contact link on my website, godisministry.org, godisministry.org. So, we have the why, the how, and the what questions asked and answered, and now the where. Where are we going? Well, this is easily answered. We're going straight into Genesis 3 at verse 1. Makes sense, right? Yes. And let me read this verse for us. I'm reading Genesis 3, verse 1 from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, which is my preferred translation. This is God's holy, inspired, inerrant in the original manuscripts, and God's infallible word. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" Wow, there is a lot here, and we are going on into it starting tomorrow. But in answering this last where question, I just want to reiterate that verses such as this one will take us to other parts of the Bible. In my study, in my office, where I am right now, I have my desk, and I have the Bible open there to Genesis 3, verse 1. And I sometimes need to get my body in motion, to not be so sedentary, so I will stand and look down from above on the Word of God and read. Admittedly, my eyeglasses help me to do so. This is like getting a big picture perspective on the verse. I'm standing above it and looking down on it. But then I sit back down and get real close, going beneath the surface level reading, and I start flipping, cross-referencing this verse with others as I am surrounded by my Bible study aids, books, commentaries, and the like. This is the smaller, the close-up picture, as it were. Well, this standing up and reading and sitting down and reading is analogous to where we are going. Oh, yes, we are standing high above Genesis 3 and reading it, but then we are also sitting down and getting up close and personal with it as we then lift our fingers and flip through the pages of the Holy Bible to enhance our understanding of what is here. This is where we are going. This completes the introduction. Please join me again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.